Now, the Radiovka beret, known for its little antenna-like tassel on top, may not exactly be the height of fashion, but the beret does have a long tradition in the Bohemian and Moravian countryside, especially among the older generation. Though most popular in the 60s or 70s, you're still likely to see the beret worn by some, even today. Ondřej Staněk, a young Czech artist now exhibiting in Brno, decided to use the Radiovka for inspiration in a new art installation. Namely, he has developed a series of cycling helmets in the classic Radiovka shape. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Like in many places, sports helmets are required in the Czech Republic when cycling on road and are a pretty smart idea even off. And luckily, there is no limit from designs to choose from. Or is there? Ondřej Staněk, a student of sculpture studying in Brno, found it impossible to imagine seniors, for example, making use of the latest space-age helmets. Somehow, the picture didn't fit. Instead, he took inspiration from an old staple of the Czech countryside, the Radiovka, and designed helmets for seniors in the shape of the famous beret. Already, his pieces have gotten a fair amount of press.
Yes, I was surprised by how much attention the helmets got, and I'm not sorry, just the opposite. I think it was very positive. I'm from a smaller town myself, and I've known the Radiovka since childhood from those surroundings. It was typical for seniors when I was a kid, although I guess by now that may have changed.
Currently on display in Brno are a number of Staněk's variations on the Radiovka, prototypes with names like Shark, Woodsman and Speed, all for different users, that is, fishermen, forestry department workers and seniors. As works of art, the prototypes imitate professionally manufactured helmets' glossy and aerodynamic shells to a T, complete with straps for better fit and vents for better ventilation. For a while, there was even discussion of the helmets being professionally produced, but it is clear now that that is more than a little unlikely.
I don't think there will be. At first, I needed to borrow straps and buckles for my designs, so I contacted a helmet company just starting out, saying I was looking to design a helmet, but I didn't tell them what I was really up to. When they saw photographs of the works, they were a bit taken aback. At first, they looked like they might be interested, but not anymore.
In any case, the Radiovka helmets probably work better as conceptual works than they ever would as practical equipment. As a work of sculpture, the helmets elevate with a touch of humor and irony, a long outdated, shall we say, fashion accessory. It's probably better that the pieces remain sculpture after all. After all, what self-respecting cyclists would really want to admit to flipping over the handlebars with nothing on their heads but a plastic beret?